This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now is the Cowboys and Mavericks insider for 105 Through the Fan, the one and only Mike Fisher. Joining us here. Fish, good morning. How are you?
So Sean Sharif decided to turn a Sunday fun day into a Monday fun day.
Well, it's President's Day, Mike. And
he's the president of the show.
Well, I mean, in a sense, he was elected, not by a majority, but he was elected.
And he elected himself.
He let the Sean and RJ College put him in there. So there you go.
Yeah, it's the annual Dictator Day, and Sean Sharif gets it off.
Yes. I'm going to bang your mom.
Wow,
whoa,
so
Sean. Wow, I don't know why you would go there. Before we get into the tank tag and all that stuff, obviously the story of the weekend was the NBA All-Star game and Dirk and his farewell basically from the league. And I thought the league did a tremendous job with Dirk and Dwayne last night. I thought they did a tremendous job. What was your thoughts on Dirk and last night?
Well, in a lot of ways, the league did a tremendous job milking Dirk and Luka for every single ounce of every single thing they had. As Dirk said last night, they had me running around like a chicken with my head cut off. He's in this event, and in that event, he's coaching in that event, and he's playing in that event. And then, of course, to my eye, and he said this wasn't the case, but to my eye, his teammates on team whatever he was on showcased him for the 4 minutes that he played. They wanted him to get the ball. They wanted him to shoot it. It would have been nice for him to get one more shot, the one-legged Euro lean back, but three high-arcing rainbow threes, and he goes 3 for 3 for 9 points in 4 minutes. That's a pretty good way to cap off what will be, according to him, his final All-Star game. Now, boys, that's being misinterpreted to mean that it's automatically his final season. I suppose that if he came back next year, I suppose the league could say, well, that was so much fun. Why don't you come back to the All-Star game again? Maybe he would decline to do that, but for the moment, and we don't have definition yet on whether or not he's going to retire. He made that clear again, despite what Mark Cuban suggested to Ben and Skin the other day. It was really just a perfect showcase for all the things that are Dirk. And you have to be of a certain age, I guess the four of us are, to remember not everybody in the NBA forever has loved and admired and understood Dirk.
No.
But they damn sure do now.
Yeah, they do now. And there was a time where it was, this is soft. He's a soft player. He can't win. And it was a terrible take by a lot of people. Far too many of them right here in DFW. And you remember that, Mike. I mean, there was a time when that was the case. But, you know, in terms of the retirement, you know, I understand that, you know, he said, you know, he's not going to close the door on it, but I mean, they are giving him this goodbye, and I don't want to say they're pushing him out the door, but you know, they're not going to give him the same goodbye next year, right? So just take the goodbye.
Here's the lesson that we have to take and the hint that he gives us is how he does his contracts. Mm-hmm. And every year people write, he signed a 2-year contract, but every year it's a 1-year contract with an option.
Right.
So Dirk has now signed a series of 1-year contracts. So while the rest of us want to say he's done or he's not done, Dirk in a box, that's just for you, Tommy Sledge. You can make fun of that. That's a Saturday Night Live reference.
Dirk in a box.
is not a place that he likes to be. So he keeps his options open. I certainly love the idea that he closes this year feeling loose, that his ankles are fine, and then he's got people like not just Cuban and Donnie, but people like Luka and Porzingis saying, come back. You said you would keep playing as long as it's fun. Well, man, oh, man, we're going to have some fun. So I would like to see if it's Dirk Nowitzki as the 15th man or the 8th man, it doesn't make any difference to me, having him in the gym and in that locker room and on the team plane, those things are just of great benefit. And that maybe that's selfish of us because we want to see more Dirk, even if it's just jacking around and joking around and doing funny videos, the more Dirk, the better.
Were you surprised they didn't bring him back on the floor in the second half to get a send off?
Maybe not, because they've got 25, 24, whatever, bigger egos that they have to satisfy. The underpinnings of games like this, just like this entire league, is about agents. They got to make sure that they pacify this guy and coddle that guy, and that guy's got to get MVP votes. And so, no, they threw everybody plenty of bones. And there's probably still a couple players that came away saying, why didn't they feature me more? But no, I thought the balance of it all was really good. The format is goofy, and the uniforms are goofy, and Dirk's goofy, so it was a perfect fit.
What did you think of Luka's weekend? Obviously, he wasn't the star of the Rising Challenge game. You know, he didn't win the skills competition, but I just thought, you know, he was so comfortable in every moment that he was in. Skin tweeted out the video of him being surrounded by media, like he's being swarmed as a 19-year-old. And in my opinion, just from an outsider's perspective, he's handling it better than really any 19-year-old I could have imagined. What did you take from, you know, his weekend in a little bit of the spotlight?
Yeah, he's handling it about as well as any 19-year-old in any sport that I can think of.
Ever.
And part of that, Roy, of course, is he's been trained for this since he was 13. Part of it is just, you know, nature and nurture. Part of it, he was probably born with it. I think it helps that he gets to be mentored a little bit by Dirk. That helps you not take yourself too seriously, because if you do, Dirk will tear you down with humor. And he even did that a little bit over the course of the weekend with Luka. I think the league recognizes what it has here. This is not just a Dallas star. This is an international superstar in the making. So you're right. He wasn't the number one showcased guy, but he was like next man up showcased guy. Luka's going to be featured as a star in this league for a decade plus.
Fish, we're going to throw up an alley-oop to you here. Fastball right down the middle. Misleading headlines by your favorite people in the media. Kevin Durant comments on the Kristaps Porzingis trade.
I play basketball for the Warriors, and my main concern is to be the best basketball player I can be every day. I have no concern about what trade moves or transactions throughout the season with other teams. That does not concern me at all. It has nothing to do with me. I'm glad Porzingis is in a better spot, you know, for him in Dallas, and I'm looking forward to seeing him and Luka playing together for years to come.
Yeah.
We'll
issue two direct kicks to the crotch to Bleacher Report and USA Today, who took that quote as basically meaning Dallas is a better spot than New York for me, KD, which, of course, he didn't say at all. It is significant that on a weekend, and in fact this whole year, where he's refused to answer questions about trades and free agency and the rest, this question was about Porzingis, and he did address it. And he certainly spoke of Dallas in glowing terms. I think it's great, Chop, that this indicates that the Mavericks are on the map. They're on KD's mind. They're on free agent map. They are a player here. They've got $30 million, and if they need $38 million, which is what it takes to get KD, they can get that. It does not, however, necessarily indicate that Kevin Durant thinks that Dallas is a better spot for him, just that it's a better spot for a person who happens to be a Kevin Durant pal in Kristaps Porzingis.
Mike Fisher joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Anthony Davis mentioning also over the weekend that he's not crossing any team off his free agency list, despite whether or not he might get traded this offseason. He says that in 2 years, when he becomes a free agent, that everyone will potentially be in the fold. Is this backtracking, Fish, to try to cover their butts and not get slapped with any more, you know, tampering fines? Or do you think this is something that the Mavericks maybe need to be aware of and continue to monitor?
Oh, probably both. This is the almost 7-foot Anthony Davis sitting on the lap of Clutch Sports, his agency, and then Clutch Sports, Rich Paul, has his hand up at the back pulling a string so Anthony Davis can move his mouth. So they quit making it so obvious that Clutch wants to have him team up with their number one client and the guy that really runs their business in LeBron James with the Lakers. But I guess his point, there's some validity to it, that in this sense, LeBron's not going to be there forever with the Lakers. So if you go to LeBron's team long term, eventually he's leaving. Maybe you think that's good. You'll be the heir to LeBron, or maybe that won't be a LeBron-led team anymore, and therefore it won't be the high-profile powerhouse that most of his teams usually are. I don't make a big Dallas connection with Anthony Davis. I make a big Lakers connection. But again, as Cuban said the other day, we're a far greater, more attractive free agency destination than we've been in the last couple of years. And then he carefully adds, of course, that ain't saying much. So the Mavericks on the map a little bit. Yes, we're inching forward to credibility there.
You also dabble as our Cowboys insider, Mike Fisher. The latest on tank tagging, tank signing, tank nothing.
I think this is a big story today because there's going to be big news tomorrow. Tomorrow is the opening window, the 19th, of when you can franchise tag a guy. And so my man Ian Rappaport reporting over the weekend, and I've kind of talked with Ian about this a little bit, trying to get on the same page. He's basically reporting that Tank Lawrence is going to get tagged by the Cowboys, which is in conflict with every single thing that they say. Stephen Jones has said repeatedly, we're not going to use the tag on him. Jerry Jones, in that infamous phone call to Ben and Skin when he announced that that my announcement of his funeral proceedings were premature, he made all the noises about Tank is all pluses.
Mm-hmm.
Tank does everything we ask him to do. He said nobody's given more to this team than Tank. Nobody works harder. Nobody sacrifices more. They're saying all positive things about a long-term contract with Tank Lawrence that to me is $20 million a year and makes him a Cowboy for life as he approaches his 27th birthday. And yet, Rapp is talking in very convincing terms that he's going to be tagged. And maybe there's a hole here. Maybe there's a little bit of a disconnect. The opening window to tag him is tomorrow. The close of that window is March 5th. So maybe if they don't get anywhere, they tag him on March 5th. Or maybe they tag him earlier because they view that as some way to open up negotiations, some positive negotiating tactic. But if they tag Tank Lawrence as a weapon, and he views it as a weapon, he will view that as a betrayal. And based on Jerry and Steven's own words to us, he will have a right to view it that way.
Who's your favorite president? And you can't say somebody from your lifetime because that's talking politics.
President Sean Sharif.
Okay.
Is my number two.
Okay.
You know, how do you top George Washington? I mean, he forged a country and went across a river and made a coin up for himself.
He did make a coin for himself.
Y'all double dated, actually.
Yeah.
Sean Sharif is the George Washington of the fan.
Okay, very nice. I got a fun fact here, Troy. My fellow Americans.
Oh, we're doing it right now with Fish on
with
the phone?
With Fish.
Okay, go ahead.
Presidential fun fact of the segment. Chester A. Arthur was the 21st president of the United States and the name of the elementary school in which Han Gruber's brother, Simon, planted a fake bomb in Die Hard with a vengeance to throw off the scent of the NYPD.
That was good.
Yes, it was. Thank you very much.
I thought fun facts was Chippy's domain.
Well, these are presidential facts.
These are accurate.
This is Choppy's domain. Is presidential facts because he is the resident historian of 105.3 The Fan. A lot of people don't know that.
Okay, I will give one to Troy Hughes since we're featuring him this morning the same way that the All-Star Weekend featured Dirk.
Oh.
Because you did the video, you showed the video on the Jumbotron of Dirk and Luca playing Name That Tune, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got 42,000 views on it.
What?
I did?
I think so. And one of the reasons is because you injected your infectious personality into it by talking about he's my 90s music spirit animal.
He is my spirit animal. Yes.
Yeah, so here's a fun fact movie trivia question from that time.
Oh.
Actually, I'll just give you the answer. Shippy fun fact. In the movie Jurassic Park, the dinosaurs' yelling noises, those are actually recordings of turtles making love.
What?
Wait.
Should be fun fact.
I think that's incorrect. Isn't it an elephant?
Bet, Mr. President?
I thought the... Oh, we're not going to get into it.
If you argue with me on Shippy Fun Facts, I will have the president impeach you.
Okay. Well, that's possible.
You are the Mike Pence of the fan, by the way.
I don't know what that means.
Don't like that political shot here. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Fish. Appreciate it.
Best presidents are all dead, Fish.
That's right. All the current living presidents we don't talk about. We will talk about presidents from before our lifetime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.